Now, you for sure got to try to locate them all the time, and they've got more than one, so that multiplies the problems. They've been near the top, the league in offensive production all year long, so they got a good offense. They got a veteran quarterback that can handle all the stuff that they do, and a coaching staff that's been together a long time. So it's a great challenge, but we're looking forward to it.
When you've got a quarterback who doesn't make a lot of mistakes, what can you do? I mean, can you trick a guy like Alex Smith?
I doubt if he's going to get tricked too much, but we'll try to show him, some different looks. And no sense in just lining up where he expects you to be all the time. But one of the reasons that they're very successful is he's always been a very, very not only productive, but a great manager of the football, making sure he gets his team in the best position to run a particular play versus what he's seeing. So the answer to that is try to keep him from seeing too early.
Can you talk about how much you've seen Kevin Byard's confidence grow over the course of the season in terms of just being a playmaker?
Well, we talked about Kevin last year quite a bit, and he was just an unusual guy for a first-year player. He didn't make mistakes, and it wasn't too far into the training camp to what he was making the calls, setting the defense like a 4 or 5 year veteran. And that's very, very rare. And I think he's going to keep getting better. He's a really good football player, and he's very smart.
What comes to your mind when you hear playoff football?
Well, playoff football, it's a whole different animal. Characterize it as a second season, but it definitely things step up a little bit. No question about it.
Those chunk plays, I could probably scare everybody. And how good is Smith at throwing the deep ball?
He can throw all the balls, and he's very elusive. And he's been a great player all through his whole career, and really, really got a good cast of characters around him.
You've had such success against the run, but what is it about Hunt? I mean, is there anything about Hunt that's different than any back you've seen?
Yeah, there is. He got great leg strength, and he just consistently breaks tackles from good tacklers. And you got to really have more than one guy there, because the first guy probably is going to get broken if he's in an open field situation where he can maneuver at all. And I think that's just an athletic, God-given thing. He's got powerful legs, and he's hard to get off his feet.
Coach, how big can a guy like Jayon Brown be this week, considering you have a guy like Kelce who's really good in the seams and down the middle?
Well, Kelce's a guy you got to keep an eye on. They've got more than him, but we'll have our hands full with him. But like I said, we're looking forward to the challenge. Those are on the list of things you got to get done to win. So
I guess one of those on the list is slowing down Kelce too. What makes him so effective and hard to cover?
He's very athletic, and he's got the size, the height advantage. Tight ends that are agile like that, they're going to be good pass catchers, because you can be in good position on them, and a quarterback puts the ball in a certain spot, and that increases his advantage because of his size. So he's a good example of that. He's leading their team in receptions. He's been up there all year long. He's third down receiver in the league, and he's just a good, steady, well, beyond steady, he's a hell of a tight end.
Has Smith eclipsed McCain now and shown you some things that you want to get him out there on a regular basis?
Well, he's done a good job. He's been playing a lot of football for us, and we're going to need everybody. We're going to need both of those guys, but Ty's really done a good job for us.
What do you remember, about the 05 team? The 6th seed, Deshae's on the field, kind of came in with no expectations and, went all the way. What was the key there?
Well, we all kind of felt that we were going to make a pretty good run for it, because we had lost some key guys earlier in the year. We were a 6th seed, but I don't think we were a 6th seeded team. I mean, we felt like we could play with anybody, and we did.
Is that you mentioned that at all? Like, hey, I've been on teams that there weren't a lot expected of, and made runs.
It makes a damn bit of difference what teams I've been on. It's what we do right now, but our guys are really seizing the opportunity that they have. This was easily our best. Was a Thursday practice for us, even though it's Wednesday, and they're full of energy, and we're going out there and go after it.
You've done well preventing big plays. Kansas City is big play reliant and has, I think, more than anybody in the league. How much might that be the story of this game?
I think it's a good observation. It's certainly going to increase our chances of win if we keep those guys, the speed guys, the return guys, the quarterback with his tricks and those types of things. We'll keep them, you know, under the hat a little bit. We can always outscore them, but it's better if you keep them down.